First veterinary medicine courses outside Dublin will start taking students next year. They'll be based at the Atlantic and South East Technological Universities. Up until now, people wishing to become a vet had to study in UCD or go abroad. Professor Patrick Pollock is the head of the veterinary department at ATU, and he's been explaining how the new courses came about.
So there was a concern that there's a large number of young people from Ireland accessing veterinary education overseas, around, we think, 290 students a year. And also a concern that lots of rural communities particularly are facing a time where there are no vets or a shortage of vets. And so the government decided to put out a call for some new veterinary educators across the island of Ireland.
How many places will you have and when will the course begin?
So we'll have 40 places initially, and it's on the CAO now for our initial intake in September 2026.
And I gather that there will also be a course in the South East Technological University.
Yes, indeed. Our colleagues in SETU have a similar number of places starting at the same time, and we're in close collaboration with them.
So tell us then about the situation at the moment. You were saying that many people have been going abroad to train.
That's right. Lots of Irish young people going to Budapest and Warsaw, among other places, and the UK and other parts of Europe to get veterinary education because there simply weren't enough places here on the island of Ireland.
We often hear about a shortage of doctors. Does the country have a shortage of vets?
We do have a shortage of vets for a number of reasons. There are quite a lot of challenges in the profession, particularly around retention, with the number of studies in Europe and actually across the wider world suggesting that there's a sort of a 30 to 50% attrition rate at around 5 to 7 years after graduation for all sorts of reasons. And we also have an unenviable problem with mental health and a high level of suicide in the profession really across the world. And so for those reasons, there are communities now who either lack a vet or don't have adequate veterinary cover.
Oh my gosh, that sounds very sad. Is it known why that is?
Well, we don't really understand. The interesting thing is that these findings appear to be global. Our colleagues in North America, our colleagues in other parts of Europe and the UK report similar problems. And at the end of the day, it's communities, particularly rural communities, that really struggle with it. And so one of the things that we're trying to do is to have a different course, a different approach to veterinary education to really try and address some of these challenges head on.
I'm sure it can be a very challenging job, but it must also be a very satisfying job, being able to help an animal that's suffering.
Listen, it's a fantastic job, and I'm sitting here 27 years a vet in lots of different types of practices and different aspects of the veterinary profession. It is a great job, but it is a challenging job. The hours are long, the environments can be challenging, and there's lots of interaction with the public, and that can bring its own challenges as well. So yes, I think it's a difficult job, but a very rewarding job. And if we can attract the right people and give them the right training, you know, we can really reverse some of these problems.
And do you hope then that by the fact that there will now be a course in Donegal and that there will also be a course in the southeast, that you might attract people to the profession who were put off by the idea of either having to go to Dublin or having to travel abroad?
Yes, we do hope to widen the net, really, to try and bring more people into the profession who will thrive in the profession. And we have slightly gone against the grain in terms of how we're going to select students to try and accomplish that aim.
In what way?
So in the past, access to veterinary medicine in Ireland and really in most parts of the world was really done on grades and points alone. We have obviously included the points and the grades because it is an academically challenging course, but we've also got a mandatory experience requirement. We require anybody applying to this course to have spent time in both large and small animal practice, so they really understand what they're getting into. And we've also added something called the Casper test, which is a computer-based situational judgment test, which is looking at characteristics like the ability to work in teams, problem solving, empathy, integrity. And we hope that that will help us select individuals who will have the attributes and the attitudes for success in veterinary medicine. And that CASPER score will moderate their point score when they apply to our program.
Does that mean then that you're hoping to attract some older people to the course?
There are places for mature students, but it's not just mature students. We're looking for international students. We're looking for students from across the island of Ireland. We're looking for a wide range, a wide diverse group of students to do that. But we really just want to make sure that we've got people who understand what veterinary medicine is about, so that they can, you know, thrive once they graduate and go out into the veterinary world.
And that was Professor Patrick Pollock, who's head of the veterinary department at ATU in Letterkenny.